Welcome to the Mind Virus Podcast.
All right, I got something for you.
Are we going?
We're gone. All right. I got something for you here.
Do you?
This is, this comes out of Australia. Mm-hmm. And we know what Australia, especially Victoria, Australia has been like through COVID.
Okay.
All right. This is someone on Twitter, calls himself Tim Richardson, MP. I think MP is something to do with something, but he says
something to do with something. What's your guess as to what
it's his title or like, I think it's his governmental position.
So he's a member of parliament.
Maybe that's what it means. But he says, I want to share with you some pretty big news. Premier Jacinta Allen MP. And he tags her right at Jacinta Allen MP, not to be confused with Jacinda Ardern, empty soulless. I want to share some pretty big news. Premier Jacinta Allen, MP, has asked me to serve as the Parliamentary Secretary for Men's Behavior Change, a national first.
What? This goes right along with the news I saw today that North Korea is sending hundreds of balloons filled with garbage and feces and manure and crap into South Korea. Like, what? WTF? What is the world coming to now? I think it's more rational what North Korea is doing than the Australians, because they're upset that the South Koreans keep pamphleteering them.
Right.
So they're sending pamphlets across in balloons or something, and so the response from the North Koreans is, well, this is a bunch of bull.
Right.
So we're going to send the bull bleep back to you. So it's sort of a Western response.
That both
that's a universal response.
Both
Go ahead.
Versions of Korea need a secretary for men's behavioral change to help sort out their differences.
If they had both had that for 100 years, do you think there would be a war?
No. If we had always had secretaries for men's behavior change, this world would know no violence whatsoever. It would be rainbows and unicorns, and it would be Zion. That's the key to Zion right there. We've talked for almost 3 years about what makes a good society, and what we didn't know all this time was that it was secretaries for men's behavior change.
Men need to change their behavior.
And if you look at a picture,
how do you change, like,
this is
you can change in a lot of directions. I want to know what the appropriate change is. Okay, show me the picture.
Let me show you the picture of this guy, and you'll know. You'll understand immediately. Now, maybe we'll put this picture on the website. Otherwise, dear listener, you can look it up on Twitter. But if this is the guy that's telling men how to behave, then the ideal man... We already have the ideal man here in Utah. His name is Spencer Cox. But here, look at this guy. You want this guy telling you how to man up?
That looks like Spencer Cox's like younger brother or older brother or something.
Yeah. This guy, by the looks of him, he's...
Think he's got a pride flag?
Oh, I'm sure he's got his pronouns and all
By the
that.
Way, one of the headlines I ran across today was that Hamas is announcing a Pride Month kickoff party, which they will be holding on the roof of a very tall hotel.
Right.
Hamas leadership proudly announced Wednesday that their Pride Month festivities would soon start with a wild party where anything goes, the location at the top of a very tall hotel.
Yeah, maybe the queers for Palestine will be there, or the queers for Gaza, or whatever they call themselves. But predictably, this guy, this Tim Richardson MP, is getting absolutely slammed in the replies. Someone says, cool, when is the Parliamentary Secretary for Women's Behavior?
Hmm.
Or who is the Parliamentary Secretary for Women's Behavior? That's a common response. Other people are saying, start with this man, and they show a picture of the former premier of Victoria, Dan Andrews or something, I think was his name. So start with this man. He bullied and threatened millions. LOL, I'm here to see you get owned in the comments. But, I mean, you look at this guy, and it just reminds me, it's just kind of this ongoing theme, right, of the ideal man. You know, not so long ago, the ideal man was physically strong. He was brawny, you know, tall, dark, and handsome.
That's a name brand, brawny.
Yeah, and they had the ideal man.
Did they take
man.
The brawny? Did they change the brawny?
I think the brawny
logo?
Man is
What's
now.
What's the brawny brand?
I think now it's a guy with a little, like, bad, you know, bad posture and a V-neck sweater.
I think you can still find it. Like, look at that. You can still see, like, I think they're still selling it with a guy.
Maybe Brawny hasn't been canceled yet. Brawny Paper Towels is what we're talking about, not Brawny James.
And not Bounty, their competitor.
But remember the Marlboro Man? I was smoking.
Marble Man?
Despite my ongoing respiratory issues, I am not a smoker, but the Marlboro
Man. Looks
like
we might have a little.
Was an ideal man, right? Oh, Brawny, strength has no gender. Actually, that's an objectively false statement. I guess it depends on what kind of strength you're talking about. Of course, women can be strong in all kinds of ways. But when it comes to physical strength, men just have an innate advantage. Unless you're Tim Richardson, that guy looks like he would lose an arm wrestle to a stiff breeze.
Who's Tim Richardson?
The guy we're talking about.
Okay.
You know, your new behavioral change minister secretary.
Okay. Well,
come on,
Jordan. He's very
memorable. I think Jordan, he's going to start with you. The first thing you need to change in your behavior, Jordan, is you need to know who's in charge.
He's a very memorable.
And it's Tim Richardson.
Member of Parliament.
Secretary Tim Richardson.
In Australia. Yeah, I remembered that for a whole 2 seconds. By the way, I'm not sure. I think it's the Memorial Day weekend, whatever. By the way, it is May 29th. We are coming off of Memorial Day weekend. We are broadcasting late. Mm-hmm. It is a Wednesday morning.
Mm-hmm.
We are doing that. Why? Because we can. And well, you, the listeners, you are millions of listeners, will just put up with anything to hear this.
It's our show. We can cry if we want to. Isn't that the saying?
Something like that.
And also, I was gone. I don't know. What did you do?
Did you
do anything?
Well, I think we were vacating. We all vacated. I was back on Memorial Day, though. I could have done the podcast. But I vacated, yeah, and came back. We went and visited some family.
All right.
Hung out with family, whatever. Yeah. You did the same thing, right?
Yeah. I
grilled burgers.
I rode a horse for the first time in a long time.
Oh, yeah? How'd that go?
It was great. I wasn't even that sore. But it has been a while, but it was good to get back in the saddle. Yeah, it was a little bit rainy where I was.
Speaking of, correct perspective types of movies, Blazing Saddles. There's one.
That's a classic.
There's one for you. But, I am not remembering the names of Canadian members of Parliament.
Well, he's Australian.
Australian either. But I did want to point out, we did have a few people comment last week. Just a couple people. Publius and I Play the Radio, proving that he's back on track listening to the podcast.
Mm-hmm.
Go check those comments out if you want. We appreciate it when you comment. I'm surprised we didn't get more response to this episode, which was entitled Awful, AWFUL, which stands for Affluent White Female Urban Liberals, which is somebody finally put a name to what Bobby Flood was looking for when he was trying to explain how women are destroying the world.
Well, I do want to point out that
these are awful.
The
women.
Premier that's appointing Secretary Tim Richardson is a woman.
She's also awful.
And I looked at the thread, and every picture this guy posts is him surrounded by offals.
Offals.
So these women are taking over the Australian government.
So do you want to name some offals? We had the lady that was in charge of COVID response here in Utah.
Angela Dunn.
You have the lieutenant governor.
Yeah, Deidre something or other.
You had the New Zealand
Jacinda,
your love interest down in New Zealand.
Listen, when I said I rode a horse over the weekend, I was...
You rode Jacinda?
It was an actual horse.
Can we even say that on this show? Does Mrs. Flood know what's going on here?
It was an actual horse.
Horse riding.
Yeah, Jacinda Ardern.
That stuff can get you banned off of Apple Podcast, Google Podcast. Come on, Bobby.
Have you seen her face? The lady that's like in charge of the European Union. What's her name? But she's been in the news a little bit lately, telling us all that
Glockenschleimer.
We need to be better. Telling us all that our behavior needs to change. But these people are serious. Like, this guy is, he's serious when he's like, I'm the secretary for men's behavior. I'm really interested to know what exactly he thinks he can do and what it is he wants. What's the ideal men's behavior?
Well, they gave up their guns, Bobby. Don't let Australia, you guys out there, Zealand. Don't let anybody take your guns. You got to keep the guns. Second Amendment.
You ever seen Quigley Down Under?
Yeah. I don't know how he got that gun past the government.
Well, I think Matt Walsh, he's a conservative podcaster pundit. He made the movie What Is a Woman? He says in response to this.
Talking about the, oh, that was a What Is a Man? That was the documentary done by the Babylon Bee. Sorry, go ahead. There was a What Is a Woman documentary.
He made the What Is a Woman documentary.
Yeah, which was serious. They were trying to get somebody on the awful side, the left side, to the status side.
But in response to that
say what a woman was.
Tweet about the men's behavioral secretary, he said...
What's the guy's name again? Richardson?
Tim Richardson,
I'll remember
MP.
That for 5 more
secretary
minutes.
Tim Richardson, MP.
Okay.
Matt Walsh said that he's all for taking over Australia and making it a penal colony once again.
You know, I think it already is a penal colony.
I think the people that run the country...
What it's not is a penile colony.
Oh, boy. But Quigley Down Under, pretty good movie. Tom Selleck, he's a crack shot marksman. I saw, it's interesting that...
I liked Quigley Down Under.
I haven't seen that movie for a long, long time, but a YouTube video popped up in the all-knowing algorithm, not to be confused with the former vice president dancing, Al Gore rhythm.
Okay.
But the algorithm said I thought I would want to watch a movie where somebody, or a video on YouTube where somebody reenacts some of the shots that Quigley makes that show. He has the same rifle and stuff. I didn't watch it, but I thought I want to watch. Yeah, I should watch that. The Al Gore rhythm knew. It knows all.
It's a little freaky.
It's probably also self-fulfilling prophecy because I'm going to click on the videos that are placed in front of me.
Right. Let's try this. Try this out. Yeah, you're right.
But yeah. Memorial Day weekend, a weekend to remember the fallen, the people who have fallen in wars. That's what it is designed. That was the original intent. And so cemeteries are often full of flowers and American flags and that kind of thing. Sitting members of the U.S. Congress, one of them named Rashida Tlaib, said something like, we need to, on this Memorial Day, we need to take care of our veterans. They need better health care, better this, better that. And people, not so gently, pointed out that that's Veterans Day you're thinking of. You're getting your holidays mixed up, which we understand because we know you hate America.
Mm-hmm.
Which is an understandable mistake, but maybe not for an elected representative. But we know the types of people that are in Congress. As we demonstrated last week. Baby girl, no, you didn't. No, you didn't.
the whole thing has devolved to the level of a Jerry Springer show. It's bizarre. I wonder if they're just trying to rile people up to spontaneous violence.
Well, we're entering, riot season.
Yeah.
Summertime.
Did you ever see the movie Kingsman? Samuel Jackson is the bad guy.
I don't think I saw that
And
one.
He gives everybody free internet and or free phone stuff. And then he has inside of it a signal that is embedded that makes everybody go violent at the same time. They just
Is that what the Obama phone was for?
I wonder if that was a predictive programming movie, like just everybody's mm-hmm. going to spontaneously go violent. I mean, just crazy stuff is happening.
Maybe that was what the vaccine was.
You have the people that have lost their collective minds, lost their minds in just bizarre ways, and then the rest of us that are having to deal with it. Like, for example, here, top headline on Zero Hedge right now is, quote, "This is insanity. Judge in Trump case issues unbelievable jury instructions. The judge told the jurors that they do not have to unanimously agree on what crime Trump is guilty of." This is so, right. So whatever's happened here is so overturnable.
It's
on a
multiple
pill.
Choice.
But listen to this. The Babylon Bee headline is like very similar. Judge instructs jurors they do not need to believe Trump is guilty to convict him.
Right.
The Babylon Bee, they should sue reality because
well, they could probably
they don't have a job anymore. They put them out of a job.
They could probably use the same judge.
They could sue if they had Judge Marshall.
That judge would order reality to pay 100 trillion billion dollars
to the Babylon Bee.
Yeah.
They should sue. You see what I'm saying? Reality has now eclipsed the Babylon Bee.
Right. The Babylon Bee can't
It's irrelevant.
Keep up.
It can't keep up. Yeah.
There's an old, there's a Twitter person. And this person kind of beat us all to the punch. They post as Titania McGrath, I believe. And there might be a couple people behind this account, but this was a parody account of someone super.
It's a company. There's a company
super
behind
woke.
This account.
I think it started as a couple of people, but it grew. And the person started as a super duper social justice warrior, super super woke. And all of these absurd things kept coming to pass. Like this Twitter account became prophetic instead of parody. And now it's like...
So they were joking about what was going on. What they were supporting, and then that became what people are supporting.
Right, right. I mean, we're to a time now where the rule of law means nothing, biology means nothing, reality means nothing. But don't worry, Secretary Tim Richardson, MP, is going to put it all right. He's going to team up with Scary Poppins, and they are going to rid the world of toxic masculinity, disinformation, conspiracy theories, and lies. They're going to become a power couple.
A brawny couple. Strength has no gender. Stay giant. Here's the new face of brawny paper towels, and she's an American hero. So...
I mean, is that misogynistic, though, to put women on the cover or the package of paper towels? Because does that imply that, ladies,
you need to clean the house.
Make your husband clean a sandwich up. And then clean up after yourself.
We've been doing this for a long time. The Lord's house is a house of order. So clean your house, ladies. I don't know. It's beyond... Reality.
See, I thought
that
the brawny marketing was clever because it was this big, strong, strapping, handsome man. And the ladies that were shopping would see that and say,
I want that.
I want that.
I want that on my shelf.
Right. I want to look at that every time I clean up after I make my husband a sandwich.
Well, ever since the Barbie movie, the women don't need their men anymore.
Well, they don't need to be women anymore.
So. No, it's
they don't need to be mothers.
What's on your mind this week, by the way?
Well, Harrison Butker, remember him? He doubled down.
Awesome.
Which is awesome. And he's triggering all the right people.
Good.
And it's just, it goes along with the theme that we've lost our minds. We're praising homemaking and motherhood and wifehood is now controversial. again, you know, you want to remind people that he didn't say that doing that was right for everybody. He didn't say that you shouldn't, if you're a female, if you're a mother or a woman, that you should pursue a career. He didn't say that. He just said that for him and his family and his wife, it's been a great
way of life. It was a commencement speech. It was a college graduation. And I've got two more headlines for you, one related, one unrelated.
Okay.
But because, you know, graduating is important. And of course, you want to inspire these grads to go out and, you know,
make the world better.
Make it better. Go out, be successful, whatever. Another headline here on the not so fake Babylon Bee: college grad finds perfect spot on wall to hang first unemployment check. So the state of our educational system in America showcased there. And this was just funny: wife picks perfect spot for new plant to die. Now, if we if one of our kids is really into taking good care of plants, so if we didn't have that one at our home right now, all our plants would be dead.
Well, if you,
I don't know how plants
survive.
If you
notice when you exit the bunker, you're not going to find a lot of plant life in the Bobby flood house.
It's really kind of nice. We have a bunch of like really nice green stuff growing all over the place. Maybe too much, but without this one, I wonder if it would just be all plastic.
Yeah,
and the plastic gets all dusty.
Right,
and it's like, eh. Well, anyway, back to Butker. So that's the big thing that's been on your mind lately. Is
not really. I just noticed that he gave another speech somewhere, and he just said, I'm never going to apologize for my values and what I believe, and good on him. And people are asking, there's a reporter that asked,
why should he? He won the Super Bowl.
He kicked the game-winning field goal. So like Taylor Swift's boyfriend doesn't have that
distinction
ring without him kicking that. But yeah. A reporter asked Andy Reid, the coach of the Kansas City Chiefs.
Yeah.
Something along the lines of, the speech that your kicker gave, has there been repercussions with the females in your organization? As if somehow this was like code words, like triggered all of the misogyny in the building or something.
He just kind of looked at
the reporter and said, it's not happening. That's not going on. You know, just like, are you for real right now? These people who hate this way of life and hate that he said these things in public, they are trying so hard to make this something that it's not. And hopefully the organization continues to stand behind him. Travis Kelce, that's Taylor Swift's boyfriend, had some comments on it, which I didn't bother to waste my time with. I don't think he agreed with it, but why would he, right? He doesn't have a wife and kids, and he's had several girlfriends. And if that's the lifestyle you want to live, that's more power to you. But it's just where we are.
NBC Sports: Travis Kelce gives pitch-perfect take on Harrison Butker. I cherish him as a teammate.
Sure, I'm sure he does.
What else do they say here? I got to click on it. I think Pat Mahomes said it best, where he is every bit of a great person and a great teammate. He's treated family and family that I've introduced to him with nothing but respect and kindness. That's how he treats everyone. When it comes down to his views and what he says, or what he said at the commencement speech, those are his. I can't say I agree with the majority of it, or just about any of it outside of just him loving his family and his kids. I don't think that I should judge him by his views, especially his religious views of how to go about his life. This sounds like an awful. No, not really.
No, because the awfuls...
That's nicer. That's just not who I am.
The awfuls are the people who are losing
really
their
upset,
minds.
Yeah.
They're losing their minds over this, and that's a diplomatic statement.
NBC Sports, huh? That's why nobody watches NBC Sports commentary anymore. You know what I do if I ever end up watching sports these days? I turn the volume off. Turn the volume down.
It depends on the thing I'm watching, but oftentimes I will turn it way down or even completely off, especially if I'm watching a game while doing something else, like a game on one monitor, a sports game on one monitor, and a computer game on the main monitor.
I want to hear what's going on in your computer game.
Right, right, right. So what's on Jordan Bruno's mind?
Not much. Not much. It's a beautiful spring. I'm thinking about all the things I need to do. I got some yard work done on Monday.
Good.
We
have a little yard rehab project going on.
Yeah. I don't know. I've kind of been steering clear of the news. It's been nice. I'm living in oblivion.
The Bethesda Game Studio game, Oblivion?
No.
What was that?
No,
Elder Scrolls. Was that Elder Scrolls 3?
Elder Scrolls?
Elder Scrolls.
Elder Scrolls. Is that Koff coming back to haunt us?
Elder Scrolls.
Elder Scrolls number 3. I have never played Elder Scrolls. I haven't. No, I've been playing a little bit of the Battletech game that I was playing.
Yeah, you've
destroying enemy mechs.
If you like, I don't know if the Elder Scrolls is your type of game. The most popular one is Skyrim. It's been re-released 368 times.
Really?
But you play a guy in a medieval Nordic world, and you explore and fight dragons and things.
Yeah. I don't know if I need to find a new video game. I've spent plenty on this other one. Yeah, there's a lot to do, and for some reason I'm lacking the motivation to do it, but I'm still working on some of the stuff I'm supposed to, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, what's on my mind? I wonder, the Trump thing is like headline news. I don't know if it can be understated how bizarrely theatrical this is. Sorry, I don't know if it can be overstated. I like to do that. I like to swap out the opposite of what I mean with what I'm saying.
Okay.
But Jonathan Turley, a great legal commenter, he's been branded as sort of a conservative because he stuck with reality instead of the crazy statist stuff going on in the mainstream outlets. But he used to be like a legal commenter, an advisor for like CNN, MSNBC, those guys. Now he mostly only finds himself on Fox, right? This judge in New York, though, he says, Mershon just delivered the coup de grace instruction, Turley wrote on X. He said, there is no need to agree on what occurred. They can disagree on what the crime was. This is the Trump hush money case. Mm-hmm. So this is what these legal experts have been saying from the beginning, is there was no crime. The right. crime is that he's Donald Trump and his attorney paid off Stormy Daniels. Theoretically, hush money. It was a non-disclosure, but theoretically it's because of a sordid affair, right? Which, as we know, based on the Bill Clinton example, is not grounds for anything.
But
he said they can disagree. This is Turley again. They can disagree on what the crime was among the three choices. Thus, this means that they could split, the 12 person jury could split 4-4-4, and the judge will still consider them as unanimous.
Right.
That's insanity. And that's why it says this is insanity.
It's not just insanity, but it's unconstitutional.
Do you realize
it undermines the whole process or the whole purpose for a jury?
But just think about how much money Trump is having to spend on this, how much focus. This is probably bigger than the O.J. Simpson trial. And it's a blatant...
It's textbook law.
...political submarine job. This is right. like blatantly the... I don't understand. Like, I don't think... If this election is rigged again, which it will be, how will anyone believe that the Democrats won? Who are their constituents? Is it really 40% of the country that's brain damaged to the extent that they'll believe that a man can just say that he's a woman and compete in high school sports with girls? Are they the ones that are going to believe that? You know, it's okay to go after somebody like Donald Trump just because he's a mean guy. He makes mean tweets. And so therefore we need to, quote, make America nice again. I mean, these are the awfuls, right?
Maybe the whole point is to make the...
And the men that married the awfuls, or the right. men that got divorced from the awfuls and are paying child support and alimony. I don't know.
Remember that poor guy that was married to Kate Kelly?
She is the woman that wanted to wear pants and get the priesthood.
She was, yeah, that Mormon activist who's now...
She didn't want to stay barefoot and pregnant and just clean house so that it could be a house of order.
I just remember her marching along in the street and her husband wearing like jean shorts. And I just remember thinking, that's not going to last.
And it didn't.
And I don't know anything about him. I just felt he didn't look like he really wanted to be there.
He was supportive, apparently, to a certain point.
Right.
Maybe I wonder who jettisoned who.
Well, she became a lesbian.
Oh, she jettisoned him.
And
maybe he just said, I don't want to be married to a lesbian anymore.
Maybe. But if he identified as a woman, then she could identify as a lesbian and still be married to him.
It's just crazy that the most radical, brain-damaged, just out of their minds... psychotic meaning believing things that aren't there, unrealities, that element of our society seems to have control,
right? They're in Congress of the
political establishment and the courts and stuff, or at least enough to cause all this crazy stuff that's going on to happen. So anyway, it's been nice to not pay attention to some of this stuff.
I was kind of aloof when I was out of town.
Yeah.
And it is good. It's good to I disengaged actually for years and years and years and was quite happy until what pulled me back into the circus was, you know, the mask mandates and all of the COVID insanity. And it's interesting how that has spiraled into insanity after insanity. By the way, just the other day, The Who, not the rock
band. The band?
I wish it was the band. I wish they were making headlines, but they're long gone. But their music lives on, right? But the World Health Organization, you know, so widely respected, you know, just perfect scientific, logical. The other day they said... #, wear a mask when in crowded indoor spaces to help you stay safe from # COVID-19, flu, and other respiratory illnesses. And there's a graph, looks like it's made for kids. It says, I still wear a mask in crowded indoor spaces because it reduces my risk of contracting COVID-19, flu, and other respiratory viruses.
It's a graph?
A graphic. A graphic.
Okay.
An illustration. And I thought, that's just blatantly false. That's just false. That's not politically false or like ideologically. It's objectively false. And yet they can say that, where, you know, when we used to say things like masks don't do a GD thing, we would get banned from Twitter for 12 hours if we didn't rescind our tweet. But this was just the other day, and they're still pushing this crap. And it's mind-boggling.
It is mind-boggling. Meanwhile, there's massive attacks on free speech. Like InfoWars is reporting that you can watch the president of the European Union Commission pledge to vaccinate the population against wrongthink.
Yeah, I think that's the lady I was talking about earlier. Is her name like Helga or...
Helga Ardern?
Yeah, that's her. What's her name? Voldemort?
Helgemort. Ursula von Leyen. Ursula von Helgemort.
Ursula is the evil queen in The Little Mermaid.
Right, Ursula. the sea witch.
The sea witch.
So, yeah, I'm just, it's...
You
got to
vaccinate people against wrongthink.
It is the season for rioting. It's an election year.
You know what's in the vaccine
I wonder,
against wrongthink?
What?
Arsenic. They're just going to kill you.
Iocane powder.
Right. Odorless, tasteless.
Built up an immunity to odor iocane powder. No, what?
Inconceivable.
I'm just thinking about this summer. You know, it's like the distractions are massive. Like the Trump stuff has got to be a huge distraction. Are we going to end up with President Trump elected, vindicated, and then a war with Russia and massive censorship? Because the pendulum swings, it's not going to break off on the reality side. It's going to break off on some other pseudo-conservative reality
one
side.
One of the aspects of all this that concerns me is that you have people who are pro-Trump who say things like, he's the only way that he's going to save America, or he's the only one that's going to stop the New World Order, all these things. And I'm thinking, he was already the president, and he didn't do any of that stuff. He also didn't do any of the bad things that his opponents said he was going to do. Like he didn't throw people in jail who didn't agree with him. He didn't drop nukes. He didn't throw women in jail who've had abortions. You know, all these boogeymen that people come up with match the sort of the idealistic things that people think he's going to do. When in reality, as a president, he was okay on some things, but he was ultimately just another.
Well, he essentially had his hands tied by the Senate, and we had a listener point that out, Mr. Montana or Hannah Montana, whatever her name was, pointed out that, you know, you don't get your cabinet members approved if you don't play ball with the Senate.
Right.
And was it Mitch McConnell? Somebody, Lindsey Graham, somebody basically told him, look, if you want a cabinet, you'll put in the people we want. Otherwise, we'll hold this up. We'll hold this up forever.
He still signed the CARES Act. And that undermined everything.
I don't know that
else.
Anybody had any time to read that.
Well, of course not. But he could have
said, we got to read this first.
He could have vetoed it. He could have said, hold on a second. This is going to plunge us into unprecedented debt
and inflation. Yeah, which they're blaming on Biden now.
Well, Biden hasn't helped either.
No, I mean, they're all contributing to it. But
it's really the Fed that
the legislation that provided for the government to create that much money or borrow that much money out of thin air. That's the question everybody needs to ask themselves. Why do we have inflation and debt as a nation? We should either have one or the other. We shouldn't have both. And that's evidence that the game is rigged. If you can print the money, which we don't, you should just have inflation and not debt. We shouldn't have inflation or debt if we had sound money, but we don't.
Right.
So anyway, the money system is very complicated on purpose, which might be a fun thing to go through at some point, just to fry the brains of all the listeners out there. You could simultaneously fry 150 million brains. It was like millions of voices cried out in agony, and now silence. What is it that Obi-Wan says when Alderaan is destroyed?
Something like that. Yeah.
That's what happens when you try to understand the money system.
You think about that Death Star. It didn't just destroy Alderaan. It like vaporized it. It went from a whole planet
to nothing.
To nothing. It didn't like break it up in you know, like pieces.
No, the Death Star is like one of the most scary, evil, dangerous objects in the history of human literature.
Like, wouldn't it have gone through the planet and kept going?
That's
like
the beauty of the Death Star. We don't understand.
It should have gone for eternity, right?
There's that little circle on the side of it. And then all the light lasers come together, like they come from the sides of it, like into a triangular conical shape. And then the big laser comes out, and then the planet is disappeared. It's just vaporized. And a million voices and millions of voices cry out at once and then fade into the nothing. But that's the mystique of the Death Star. That's what makes it so amazingly popular. You remember in one of the later Star Wars, they had to come up with some sort of a fire moon pseudo Death Star thing that nobody cares about?
Yeah.
And they tried to make it they tried to act like it was like a bazillion times more dangerous because it could shoot across the galaxy. But again, you couldn't take it seriously because it was created by woke statist offals.
I saw a skit, I don't know where or who, so I can't give it credit, but They're like, Lord Vader, the Death Star is complete. And I assume it's indestructible. Yes, my lord, it's indestructible. Except that we built in a little window. It's no bigger than a womp rat, I assure you. What do you mean? It's just a little window. If someone were to fly in and shoot it, it would destroy the entire thing. But we promise it's not
it's
likely.
Smaller than a womp rat.
Right. And it's kind of funny when you kind of sit back. It's like they built this fatal flaw. I mean, a grate, a metal grate could have stopped all of that. But, you know, why did the Eagles not just fly the ring to Mount Doom, you know?
Well, I think the canonical version of that is that they didn't know that the flaw existed, and it was Galen Erso, if I remember his name right. Gonna remember that name. Not gonna remember the Richardson guy from
MP
from Quebec,
Secretary.
Wherever he's from.
Australia.
Oh, I don't know. Anyway, I think that he purposely built that in so that they could have Rogue One, that movie later.
Maybe.
Because somebody had to get... that was pretty dramatic.
Many Bothans died to bring us this information.
The quote is, I felt a great disturbance in the Force as if millions of voices cried out in terror... Oh, I got it wrong. I felt a great disturbance in the Force as if millions of voices suddenly cried out in terror and were suddenly silenced.
It's spot on.
That's right on the nose.
Do you think, though, that millions of voices would even have an opportunity to cry out in terror? I mean, it just took about 10 seconds for that thing to...
Yeah, for 10 seconds.
But if you were on the other side of the planet...
The vaporization.
Sound asleep.
Yeah,
not
but
a bad way to go. Just instant vaporization.
Might be like being on a Boeing flight where for 10 seconds it falls 3,000 feet or something. It's like it's 3,000 feet over like 4 minutes, but some guy died. Did we talk about that last week?
Mm-mm.
It's a flight in Indonesia.
Did he die from like severe pressure change?
A heart attack, I think. I think it was just too scary.
Maybe.
I would not want to be on one of those flights.
Boeing's not having a great year.
I was on a flight when I was over in Egypt. I was on a flight from hell that was dropping. It was like a 20 minute roller coaster ride that I didn't sign up for. And I'm not a fan of roller coasters.
Right.
Do you like roller coasters?
I used to, but now they make me sick. And so I was just talking about this with my significant other, Mrs. Flood.
Horse face?
No. Careful.
No, I mean, Mrs. Flood, I mean no offense. That was not talking about you for sure. Definitely not talking about you, Mrs. Flood.
No, now at the amusement parks when we go, which is rare, I'm the guy that sits with the strollers.
Yeah.
The roller coasters will make me sick and like have a headache for the rest of the day. So I sit with the strollers, and I usually, if we're at Disneyland, my routine is I volunteer, I'll sit with the strollers and any of the toddlers or whatever, as long as I can have a bowl of the fresh mangoes with the powder, chili powder. I like that.
You like mangoes with chili powder?
Mm-hmm. And I'll sit there in the shade and I'll eat that, maybe put some headphones in and listen to a book or music. And also it drowns out the sound of any of the kids crying in their strollers. And then the parents go on the ride, all the younger siblings and things, they go, the grandkids that are old enough. And then they come back and they say, oh, thank you so much. You sure you don't want to go? We can get the bounce back. I'm like, no, I don't want to have a headache the rest of the day.
You're like, I'd like this mango chili powder.
So I'm old now. I'm old.
Yeah. Well, I never liked them. And when you're on an airplane and all of a sudden it becomes a roller coaster.
Mm-hmm. That can be a problem.
Some killer queen you are, is what I say to that airplane. Quoting the Bleachers lyrics.
I was on an airplane once, and we were landing in Mexico, and the airport was fairly new, and I don't think pilots had ever landed at this airport.
Okay.
And it was dark, a little stormy, and we're coming in on the runway, and I have a window seat, and I'm seeing houses, like roofs, really close. I'm thinking, huh? And then he realizes maybe he's too short.
Oh,
and
he
so
comes
he goes
up?
Back up. And he turns around.
And he tries again.
And he comes again. And then I'm looking down and I'm seeing the runway, but it looks a little too far away. And he's like, oh, I've overshot it. And he goes back up in the air. It took him 3 times. And I thought, this is it. I'm going to die on a runway in Mexico. I don't remember where it was. It was somewhere on the Yucatan, I believe.
Well, it's probably better than falling out of the sky.
I mean, we landed.
If you make
safely.
A crash landing, you have a chance of surviving. But
he got it right. The landing was fine. I just, the instrumentation or whatever,
something
he'd
was
never
off.
Never been
huh?
there, and it was dark, and he had. But here we are today,
yeah.
Many, many years into the future.
Yeah. Well.
Well, maybe we just.
I think we should let people off early today.
Yeah.
Let them out early before the bell rings.
We know you're disappointed, but we will be back sooner than later because next Monday is...
Yeah, think of it as getting a bonus podcast next week.
Yeah.
We'll buy one, get one free. Oh, that should be the title. Buy one, get one free.
I think the title should be Secretary Tim Richardson, MP. Secretary.
No, come up with a better one. If you want to be, come on, be serious. This is a serious podcast. I'm not going to name the podcast
Listen,
Secretary
I think,
Tim Rich. I might name it Secretariat.
I think what we need to do for the next
Secretariat, E-T-T-E.
For the next.
Can you make a word like secretary more feminine? Yes, you can by putting E-T-T-E.
Secretariat.
Yeah.
I think what we need to do for the next infinity number of episodes is. Convey what behavioral changes that Secretary Tim Richardson, MP, secretary, prescribes to us men. I would like to know what I need to change in my behavior to gain the approval of a man who has never had dirty hands.
I think when I leave today, I am going
to worn jeans.
Go home and drown myself in a very large bottle of BattleTech and try to forget the name Richardson.
Secretary.
Or that he's an MP in Belgium.
Australia.
What?
But I'll do some research and maybe every day or every week we have a little men's behavioral change minute. For example, men, are you still wasting time lifting weights? You need to stop that nonsense, and instead, you need to drink pure 100% manufactured synthetic soy.
Soy, okay.
Drink soy for all of your muscle deteriorating needs. Now, free with extra.
Extra mint.
Extra.
Extra mint.
What's that? What's the female hormone?
That's the name. That'll be the name of the
estrogen.
Androgen.
Now with free estrogen.
That'll be the name of the brand. Extrament. Extrament. That sounds like something out of Arrested
Not
Development.
To be pronounced excrement, although it is spelled and tastes the same. No, I'm really curious. I'm genuinely curious what sort of behavioral changes that this guy...
Okay. You keep track of them. If you want to bring them up on the podcast, maybe the listeners... This can be an assignment for the listeners that you keep track of all the behavioral changes. Maybe you could win a free t-shirt.
We could make a t-shirt.
If you come up with the best behavioral changes
with
that Richardson...
Tim Richardson, MP, secretary, Tim Richardson, MP, secretary, a t-shirt with his face on it saying, with a quote, like something like, mind your manners, men.
I think we would have to pay people to wear that t-shirt. And I don't want the Mind Virus logo associated with that guy's face. That'd be like making a Spencer Cox t-shirt. Maybe not quite as bad.
It's campaign season. You noticed all the signs everywhere.
If we ever made a Spencer Cox t-shirt, I know that it would be like a million voices crying out in terror suddenly, and then suddenly being silenced. Yeah, it is. Are we going to all register Republican? Is that, we need to all vote for Phil Lyman in the primary.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea. You know, the problem with making a Spencer Cox t-shirt is that...
Wait.
I can think of way more than one problem. Keep going.
Well, one of the problems with making a Spencer Cox t-shirt is that as soon as there was any kind of pressure put on it, it would dissolve.
It would have two faces, two fronts.
Like if you wore it out in the rain, it would dissolve.
You could make it with two faces on it. And a front and the back, and then make sure it's a women's t-shirt with those low-cut sleeves. Low-cut sleeves?
Yeah.
Sleeves?
Yeah.
What do they call those? Cup sleeves? I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know. But it'd have to be a little wider.
And a V-neck
the
on the front. A V-neck on the front and a V-neck on the back. The Spencer Cox special. Hey, wow. Suckers. There you go. Okay. I am in favor of adjourning the podcast until next week when we will unanimously vote to explore totally different issues, but it will be unanimous.
Okay.
Okay. Whatever we do, we'll have a podcast.
Okay. Thank you, everybody.
Happy Memorial Day.
Is that really appropriate, though?
Have a very nice and peaceful...
Well, I mean, they already have. Memorial Day's
over. Memorial Day. Okay, so not appropriate.
Happy riot season.
Okay. And there you go.